The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Do you have a dermatoglyphia? A dermatoglyphia? Probably not. It's a rare genetic disorder in which you lack the epidermal ridges on your hands and feet, which means you have no fingerprints. And if you have that condition, we hope you don't become a career criminal. After all, law enforcement has many other ways of proving your guilt should you go to the dark side and commit a crime, thinking you have no fingerprints as evidence. Hey, here are some other fascinating facts about your skin. Can your skin hear? Yes, it can. The perception of expelled air on our skin actually helps us better differentiate between consonants. Isn't that interesting? Can your skin betray you? Well, a skin test can reveal whether someone has consumed cannabis. Signs of the substance remain on the skin for up to 12 hours. And by the way, if you do a blood test, it can remain in your body, 4 to 6 weeks. Whereas, unfortunately, cocaine and harder drugs than marijuana, they're out in a couple days. There's no detection after just a few days of your body metabolizing it. Okay, back to the skin. Does your skin attract mosquitoes? Well, there's over 500 million bacteria in each square inch of your skin, believe it or not. And that chemical signature can attract mosquitoes. It's not the scent of blood, which a lot of people think, because mosquitoes can't smell blood through your skin, but it's the chemicals and bacteria on your skin that attracts them. And then, how much skin do you lose each day? Well, about a 20th of an ounce. And the shocking thing about that is that the shed skin provides nourishment for mites, mites on your skin that live there, and then also mites in your bedding that may be in your pillow or sheets, and that's why you always want to wash your sheets and bedding in hot water, the hottest water possible. Hey, a little later in the show, we are going to be sharing some natural ways to protect your skin, speaking of skin, from insect bites and stings during this active outdoor day time of the year, this being the summertime season. And but before that, we have Wonder Woman as a guest. Well, not the Wonder Woman, but a Wonder Woman nevertheless. Dita Lang, the author of Superpowers, A Busy Woman's Guide to Health and Happiness, joins us talking about how to fit all the things you need to live a well-balanced life and find all the time you need to achieve it. So we'll have that in just a matter of minutes. But first, some news and a few weekly features, and then on to our guests of the hour. Coming up later this hour on the Health Report from TV news veteran Dick Allgaier, what happens when you go 2 weeks without physical activity? Shocking results there. Then, how does indoor lighting affect Alzheimer's disease patients? You'll want to hear that one. Plus, somewhat good news about the percentage of the population that smokes, and that number, fortunately, is declining. Dick has all the details, and that's coming up on the Health Report in the last segment of the program this hour on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. And a reminder, if you miss any part of the show or just want a double dose of good health information, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. All right, let's see. We'll talk, as I mentioned, to Jen Kokin. Did I mention Jen's name? That's in the second half hour of the program here. And we'll talk about what to do before bites, repellents to chemical alternatives to the commercial repellents out there to repel insects, to prevent bug bites in the first place. But if you do get a bite, what to use instead of some of the over-the-counter remedies. There's some home remedies that are even more effective. Also, preventing and treating sunburn. We'll talk about some SunSmart tips as well. Hey, some recent food safety news. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, investigated the causes of foodborne illness outbreaks from contaminated edibles. And what do you know? No other food is quite as problematic as, I know everyone eats it, I don't though, chicken. Maybe, people think of it as a heart-healthy alternative to red meat. And even that's debatable, especially given the fact that chicken has virtually the same amount of cholesterol, within 90% of the amount of cholesterol as beef does. But certainly not the gut-healthy alternative to red meat. In fact, chicken has more bacteria in it and more types of bacteria that can make you sick than meat does. In fact, Thomas Gurmelian, a director of the Food Policy Institute at the Consumer Federation of America, stated, as I often have for almost 30 years here on the show, that chicken is a reservoir for salmonella. So if you have to eat chicken, be sure it's thoroughly cooked. Get organic, hormone-free if possible. And be sure to take a good, strong probiotic like Theralac to help you avoid any foodborne illness you might get from eating high-risk foods such as chicken. You know, by the way, Listeria, Salmonella, and E. coli, those three bacteria were responsible for 82% of all hospitalizations and deaths from foodborne illness, of which there are thousands every year, thousands of deaths and hundreds of thousands of illnesses. Actually, I think a million or so. All right, let's go to the fitness file. Ever wonder why your joints hurt when you don't move around enough? Well, cartilage is the key. It plays a role in joint pain. A joint's capacity for recovery depends on the ability to repair as well as replace the damaged cartilage. You know, you just have wear and tear from moving around. However, for this to happen, the body requires a supply of the right nutrients. That's because, unlike most tissues of the body, cartilage does not contain any blood vessels. You may have heard that before, and we've talked about it before here on the program. Instead, nutrients are supplied by way of synovial fluid, and that nourishes the cartilage. When you take a load off the joint, it becomes saturated with fluid like a sponge and then takes in nutrients. And when the joint is placed under stress, the fluid's squeezed out, kind of like a sponge, like you're squeezing a sponge, along with the metabolic waste products along with it. So regular movement, extremely important for regenerating cartilage. In fact, moving a joint to keep the synovial fluid in motion is key to maintaining a steady nutrient supply to the joints. Hey, our quote of the week comes from actress Sophia Loren, who says, "There is a fountain of youth. It is your mind, your talents, the creativity you bring to your life, and the lives of the people you love. When you learn to tap this source, you will truly have defeated age." And she should know. She's, what, in her 70s, I think, close to 80. All right, let's see. One thing I was going to mention on the joint article is that you got to think of exercise as physical therapy for your joints. And always remember, if it's physical, it's therapy. You know, exercise is good for just about everything. Hey, I hope you're having an active weekend, and we're here to help make your weekend strong, especially, and doesn't matter what age you are, but especially teens and younger people who often don't listen to radio, nowadays at least. And it turns out that teens are as inactive as older people. This was a study in preventive medicine. They found that adolescents have grown less active throughout the teen years, with 19-year-olds spending as much time being sedentary as 60-year-olds. Now, you know, you think teenagers, oh, they're always doing something, always being physically active. No, not anymore. Half of teenage boys and 75% of teenage girls did not meet exercise recommendations of an hour of moderate to physical or vigorous physical activity every day. So, you know, people say, oh, I don't have an hour. What, an hour of activity physically a day? You're kidding me? Yeah, and yet you're on the phone for, or you're on your electronic devices or in front of your screens for 4 to 6 hours. Actually, the latest info I saw on young people, 9 hours on some kind of electronic device or screen every day. Yikes. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. Are you a male cyclist? Then you've probably heard about the hazards of cycling on your manhood. We've mentioned it many times over the decades here. It's a few decades old, you know, that causes, or it can cause erectile dysfunction because of the shape of the seat on your bicycle. And then the time that you're on it, as well as the jarring effect on of depending on where you're riding. But here's a formula to remember. For every hour you spend cycling, you should spend at least 12 minutes standing on the pedals when you're riding your bike. This from the Journal of Urology. And that'll reduce your odds of genital numbness if you do that. All right. And here's a natural remedy for UTIs, urinary tract infections. Curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, which a lot of people know is good for joints and inflammation in other parts of the body, but it can also ward off burning and pain of urinary tract infections. This was an animal study in the Asian Journal of, Asian Pacific Journal of Tropical Medicine. They found that mice with, that's funny, you know, how they do UTI studies on mice, but that's another program. Anyway, mice with chronic UTIs were injected with curcumin. They had a 92% lower level of infectious bacterial colonies than their urine after that was done. Researchers say that curcumin, that's the active, that's the yellow pigment in turmeric. And by the way, in Hawaii, we call it olena, where we broadcast from. Relative of ginger, it's a root or a rhizome. But in any case, the curcumin mops up the oxidative stress, preventing the inflammation linked to urinary tract infection recurrence. Okay. And herpes infection linked to Alzheimer's disease. Okay. Do we have time for this? Yeah, I think so. All right. This was the most in-depth analysis ever done on human brain tissue related to Alzheimer's disease. And they found evidence for the theory that viruses do play a role in the condition. This was the study was from the Icahn School of Medicine in Mount Sinai, New York, and they found that many of the genes implicated in Alzheimer's were also those involved in the body's defense against viruses. They found that genes from two viruses, human herpes virus 6 and 7, were significantly more abundant in the brains of people who had Alzheimer's. They also found that many human genes previously implicated in Alzheimer's are switched on or off in response, get this, to the presence of viral genes. How about that? So an infection could contribute to the disease process. So it might be that treatment for dementia or Alzheimer's could be antivirals. They say that human herpes virus 6 and 7 are common, and most people have them, but they're dormant and don't cause disease. But some people, and some people, they can become active and infect the neurons in the brain. And recently, other studies have shown that people with herpes infections have a higher risk of senile dementia. And in patients treated with antiviral medications, the risk of dementia was reduced by a factor of 10, something to share with your doctor, possibly. Okay, red meat raises endometriosis risk in women. Women who ate less red meat have lower risks of endometriosis. That's, you know, the tissue, it runs wild as far as the growth of it from outside the uterus, or it spreads to the ovaries and other places. Anyway, it affects 1 in 10 women of reproductive age, and it's related to excess hormone estrogen. Well, red meat is thought to affect this estrogen level, making it too high. This was research from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. They tracked 80,000 women for 22 years, and they found that those that had 2 servings of meat a day raised their risk of having endometriosis by 56% compared to those eating no more than 1 serving a week. This was from the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. All right, finally in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, let's get a laugh and a half here. Okay, when you're happy and you know it, thank your meds. All right, all my relationships qualify as repetitive stress injuries. I like that. Yeah, I've had some pretty stressful relationships. Okay. And here's one I mentioned in the first hour, a t-shirt with a guy in a lotus position, a yoga position. It says, highly meditated. Well, I guess that's better than highly medicated, right? And let's see. It's just a matter of time before they add the word syndrome to my last name. Oh, I don't want that. You don't want a disease named after you. Let's see. Do you suffer from the snow syndrome? I don't know. I don't think that would fly. How about this one? I'd rather act my shoe size. Yeah, I want to be 11 again. I want to act 11. I want to have the body of an 11-year-old, that's for sure, and live life all over again. I feel like a teenager in dog years. Let's see. That's is it 6 or 7 years or dog years? I forget. Cats are 7, and I think dogs are 6. Decaf only works if you throw it at people. And finally, my favorite, none of my yoga pants have ever been to yoga. Ah, yes, you're just a poser, I see. All right, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy, and we'll be back with more information for your health here on Dr. Health with Wonder Woman, well, sort of. Adita Lang, the author of Superpowers, A Busy Woman's Guide to Health and Happiness, joins us for the next 10 minutes talking about that. And then later in the hour, Jen Kokin joins us talking about summer ways to use natural means to repel those insects or treat the insect bites and stings that you may already have suffered from. And also ways to be sun smart, both prevention and treating sunburn and sun-related injuries. Okay, back after this as we continue. Also, don't forget, later this hour, Dick Allgaier's health report coming up as well. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grass, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
Hey, we're excited you can join us. Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow on your radio. In this segment, Adita Lang joins us. She's the author of Superpowers, A Busy Woman's Guide to Health and Happiness, and she'll give you some superpowers that you can use in your life, hopefully. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Adita. How the health are you?
Good morning there. How are you?
No speakerphones, please.
Oh, sorry about that.
I can cut you off like that. No, just
kidding. No, got it. I got it. I'm so very sorry about that.
There you go. Okay. So how do we fit all the things that we need to live a well-balanced life and find the time to achieve it? That's the main question of the hour and question of our life, for that matter, both men and women. But I know that you focus in on women because, you know, first of all, let me just say this. I have no idea how working mothers do it because, number one, they're a mother, so that means a full-time job. And then, two, if they're working, they have a part-time or full-time job, so that's two jobs, plus their husband and everything else in their life. I mean, I can hardly manage one job, for goodness sake. I don't know how you women do it out there.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely crazy, and I think that a lot of times we just get so sucked in. I call it the hamster wheel of life. That we don't stop, mm-hmm. and we don't start to recognize that we have put ourselves second to last many times, and we need to work on putting ourselves first, because if we are feeling good, and if we are empowered and healthy and happy and energized, then we can truly motivate everybody around us. But if not, we're just kind of trying to get by, and it doesn't work.
But people, you know, the number one response to what you just said, and I know a lot of women out there are saying it right now as we speak, and that is, well, yeah, she can talk. She has the time. I don't have the time for it. So how do you make the time? Isn't it all about priorities?
It's about setting priorities, but I think it's also about, you know, I always tell the story that I've been in fitness for over 30 years. And when I started in fitness, we used to tell people you have to work out, you know, at least four times a week for 60 minutes. And we really kind of emphasize that 60 minutes. And honestly, when a client came to me and they said, oh, you know what, I didn't get my 60 minutes and yesterday I got 45 minutes, I would give them a little bit of an attitude for that. And it was my fault. And so unfortunately what happened is people just got to the point where they're like, you know what, I can't get the 60 minutes in, so I'm not going to do it.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now the American College of Sports Medicine came out recently and said, look, you need 150 to 300 minutes of activity per week. And activity is anything that makes you sweat and increases your heart rate. So gardening, house cleaning, running around after your kids gets included in all of that, as does going to the gym and taking an exercise class.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to empower women to understand that, you know, you don't have to say that I've got to dedicate 60 minutes to this. You could do a set of squats and lunges, you know, before you brush your teeth in the morning.
But what
it just happens to be something you do every day.
Okay, now what about, Adita, that the people that the women that say, well, I get enough exercise running around chasing my kids, you know, just doing being a mother out there. You really don't, do you, on a physical level?
You can and you can't. I mean, you know, look, I have an 8-year-old daughter that I still pick her up and carry her around.
Uh-huh.
And I do that. Half of it is selfish reasons for me to be able to pick up heavy things.
All right,
and
yeah.
keep mm-hmm. myself strong, you know. She does it. She's not, you know, she does it here and there. And I always allow her to. Other mothers look at me like, why are you picking up that large child? And I'm like, no, it's not. It's the half of it. Again, it's selfish.
All
and
right.
then I'll squat down with her. I'm holding on to her and I'll squat down with her and I'll pick something else up.
How
and
much
I'll keep
does she weigh?
On with my day.
How many pounds does your daughter weigh?
She weighs 75.
Wow. Really? So you're squatting 75 pounds. That's commendable.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and granted, I'm not doing it, you know, for 30 consecutive minutes. I'm
right.
doing it for, you know, 5 minutes here and there. But that's 5 minutes here and there more than if I did not do that.
Okay. Now, just be sure when she turns 15 or 16, you're not still doing that, okay? Just promise me that. You're going to get some looks from people, believe me.
I know. But that, you know, that's the thing, is that we have to remember that many times it depends. There are some people, you know, my grandmother was an incredibly active woman. She did gardening all the time. She cleaned the house. She built things. She did
wow.
all sorts of stuff. So did she need to go to the gym? Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was active, and that was the way she maneuvered her day to day. We've become into more of a sedentary lifestyle these days, so it really depends on the individual, and it really depends on their health goals as well, because I believe health is comprised of four basic ingredients. So that's going to be the exercise and movement part, the food and nutrition, the sleep and relaxation, and happiness. And you have to combine those evenly throughout your day in order to truly be a healthy individual.
But isn't everybody's balance of each one different? I mean, you can't just prescribe a certain amount of exercise or a certain number of hours of sleep. I mean, everybody has a different level or sweet spot, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, look, if you even look at just the food component of it, we all metabolize and burn foods differently. So I can't tell you that you need to eat specifically these, you know, foods, because they may not work for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we all have our own sweet spot, but we all need to make sure that we kind of try to incorporate those things. Because if we stick too much to exercise, for example, but we're not eating right and we don't sleep very
well.
That's
right. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work. So we have to kind of find, again, that's like you said, that sweet spot to make sure that we're getting all those components in. And that'll make us feel energized and happy and, you know, happy-go-lucky type thing.
And you know, it's as far as the, let's just take exercise as one example. If it was easy, everybody would be young, rich, and healthy and fit, you know, if everything was easy. But it requires effort. I mean, exercise is hard. It's hard or challenging to devote or set aside a certain number of minutes or a certain amount of time to being physically active as it is to eat right. And, you know, it's easier to go to a fast food restaurant, a drive-thru especially, which is the epitome of laziness, which that's another program. But, you know, it's going to take some effort, but the rewards are immense. I mean, the rewards
absolutely.
Than make up for the effort to that you exert to do it in the first place. And, you know, it's funny, your copy is, you refer to Wonder Woman. Even Wonder Woman, they have challenges too. They, you know, even though there's all their power is omnipotent, I guess, and as far as a character. And by the way, speaking of characters, I interviewed the Bionic Woman. I don't know if you remember Lindsay Wagner. She was the TV's Bionic Woman. Yeah, I used to know her back in the 90s, and she was on the show. She was a vegetarian, so we interviewed her. Let's see, her book was The High Road to Health. It was a vegetarian cookbook and, you know, a book on advantages of being a vegetarian as far as your health goes. You know, even people that have superpowers, and of course she was human, it was just a superpower on TV, being bionic. But everybody has a challenge. Even if you're Wonder Woman or Superman or what have you, there's you always have your kryptonite, if you will, you know, your weak link or something that is going to be a challenge for you, the dark side or what have you. So,
of course, and it's all how we look at things as well, because, you know, many times I deal with clients all the time that just, you know, they're stuck in their hamster wheel of life. They just can't think that they can dig themselves out of it. You know, they talk about, oh, I can't eat organic. So instead, they're buying all this processed foods and they have weight problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling them that, like, if the money you spend on those processed foods, you could utilize that
That's
to
right.
buy some wonderful
so
organic fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and actually you'd lose weight and you'd feel better.
That's
and
right.
So it's a lot of it is their mindset. And so once you can get them to understand their mindset, and most people utilize food as a drug to kind of pacify themselves,
mm-hmm.
because they've been raised that food is not fuel. It's you know, satisfaction. It's socialization. It's, you know, the thing you do when you break up with a girlfriend or boyfriend.
That's right.
And
yeah.
food
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day is fuel. And that's all it is. And
or they use it as a reward too. You know,
absolutely.
I worked hard all day. I deserve my bowl of ice cream or piece of pie or what have you, whatever their addiction or craving is.
And a lot of that comes from childhood.
Yes.
When I deal with parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had one parent who contacted me and said her kids were 10 and 15. And that her 15-year-old was gaining weight, and could I speak to the 15-year-old?
Uh-huh.
And I get there, and, you know, they had basically just come back from pizza because she aced her exam.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm looking at the mom, and I said, why couldn't you have taken her to get her nails done? Or something much more, you know, fun that she could have done with mom,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to pizza, because now you have taught her
That's right.
that food
yeah.
is a reward. And so now when she goes to college and she aces the exam, she's
mm-hmm.
going to go for food. And then when she's an adult, she's going to do the exact same thing.
Right, right.
Yeah. And you know, we have to kind of remember that, too, when we're dealing with our young ones.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. Hey, Adita, how can people get your book? Because we're up against a break at the bottom of the hour, and then we have our next guest coming up after this. So,
God. If you go to superpowerblueprint.com.
Superpowerblueprint.com,
okay. Or AditaLang.com. You will get the information on my book. My book comes out in 1 month. We're very excited about it.
Oh, good. Okay. Great. All right.
It'll be in stores. Yep.
Okay. Well, send me a copy and we'll give it a mention again. Superpowers, A Busy Woman's Guide to Health and Happiness. All right.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on your
show. All right, Adita. And by the way, her name is spelled AditaLang. All right. Okay. Here we go. But we'll be back with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. With my guest, Jen Kokin, coming up. Don't get bugged by insects this summer. Jen is an ovarian cancer advocate. We'll talk about that as well. She's also an author. We'll talk about her book and a recovering stand-up comedian. We actually had her on a few years ago in our Funny Bone Pharmacy. So it'll be entertaining as well as informative, we promise you. So stick around. If you want to stay healthy, back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues. I'm David Snow here on the program. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round bottom boat with a net full of herring from the sea.
I wish I had a boat. Not a fisherman. Welcome back to the program, David Snow on your radio. This is The Cure for the Common radio show. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. And here to give us a dose of verbal vitamins, Jen Kokin. We're going to be talking about insect bites, how not to be bugged this summer. And she was a guest a couple years ago here on Dr. Health Radio, but she was wearing her other hat, which is being a recovering comedian. So maybe she'll have a funny line or two for us, even though we've already aired the Funny Bone Pharmacy. So let's welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Jen. How the health are you?
How's the health, Sam? I love it. I'm great. How the health are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks for being there. Now, you're going to help us with some tips on preventing bug bites, which is always a problem. Now, a friend of mine just told me that he was, we broadcast our show from Hawaii, from Honolulu, and he was in a part of a valley here, Kalihi Valley, with a friend of his who has some land up there. And he said he grew up here like I did. He said he's never been in an environment with that many mosquitoes. I mean, there were just swarms of mosquitoes. And he used, I think, Off or one of the commercial brands. And he said he didn't get bit at all. But I told him, I said, well, you know, there's other natural alternatives that are just as effective and they don't contain any chemicals. So tell us, give us a primer on that and tell people on, if you would, some of the alternatives to DEET, I forget what that stands for. It's an acronym on the chemical that it contains, diethyl something or something. Some of the effects, the deleterious effects of using those chemicals on your skin, because obviously they're absorbed into the body, especially children and the elderly or people with compromised immune systems, people that are not in the best of health. They could be adversely affected, to the things they put, chemicals they're putting on their body, on their skin, that are absorbed to some degree, that could be toxic in some cases.
And, you know, what's interesting about DEET, and you're right, it's diethyl, blah, 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 whatever it is.
Right.
It was designed by the military back in 1947,
right.
Mm-hmm. To keep pests away. The issue is scientists have no idea why it works. They actually don't know why it repels mosquitoes and ticks and other insects. So if scientists don't know, I sure don't want it on my body, and you really shouldn't be using DEET on children.
Mm-hmm.
It's been known to melt plastic.
That's right. Yeah, it's happened to me. Yeah.
Yep, and damage some fabric. And although if you look at Consumer Reports, there's no conclusive evidence that says we shouldn't be using it because there have been a few neurological issues with people who have used DEET. I just prefer all natural. I mean, lavender has been shown to be as effective at keeping away ticks and mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
So why not use something that's from Mother Nature? There's a reason all these plants are on our planet, right? There's a reason that things grow in particular places. So why not use
one? So is lavender better than citronella, which is the most common of the plant-based insect repellents?
Yeah, when you look at, I use a book called Modern Essentials that people can get on Amazon, which goes over kind of all the major, essential oils that are out there. And when I look in the book and it talks about things like how to keep away gnats and midges or mosquitoes or lice, the first thing you see is lavender in many cases and patchouli. And citronella isn't listed at all. It's things, there's some blends that have citronella in it, but the blend I use is actually peppermint, lavender, lemongrass, and a pinch of thyme. And the lemongrass in particular, I've heard from people around the middle of the mainland, around Minnesota, et cetera, they found it to be super helpful in keeping away ticks.
Now, research-wise, Jen, research-wise, though, I've heard that lemon eucalyptus exceeds DEET in its effectiveness. And now there are companies that are synthesizing the compounds found in lemon eucalyptus, although it doesn't seem to work as well as the natural compound or essential oil. Have you heard of the lemon eucalyptus oil?
I've heard of citronella. I haven't specifically heard of lemon eucalyptus, but eucalyptus itself has been found that an 8%, 8% oil in the spray to water, however you're putting that together, was the most effective treatment compared to other things.
Oh, and also catnip. I forgot about catnip. I saw research on that. Yes.
Yep. Catnip is also a great one. And if you use a blend of catnip, lemon eucalyptus or citronella along with patchouli and lavender, you can make your own spray, and it's cheaper. And, and then you don't have to be scared about having it around your kids because you've got a picnic going, you've got food out, you've got things covering your food. You can actually, the sprays that I make at home and give away to friends, they spray it on ribbons, and like you can have a little bowl with pretty ribbons if it's a kid's birthday party.
Oh, okay, right.
Or just, pieces of fabric clipped to your tablecloth, and kids are always putting their hands in their mouth.
Oh, right. Yes, that's true.
You know,
we had.
Although the essential oils, I might add, if you have too high a concentration of essential oils, it can also dissolve fabric and also irritate the skin if it's too high a concentration of the essential oils.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. There's actually a whole dilution chart from babies to adults. If you're looking at a 10 ml, I make my own roller balls at home, usually 10 ml, which is just under half an ounce or so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For a toddler, for an infant, you put one drop of oil with fractionated coconut oil, which is the most effective carrier oil. If people are allergic to coconut, they could use almond oil, for example. But those don't dilute the efficacy of the oils. And for an adult, it would be like 10 drops. In that same thing.
Oh, I see.
That same size.
Now, have you heard, I've read where I've kind of found this in personal experience, that the only downside to using the natural essential oil type insect repellents, such as the ones you're mentioning, citronella, eucalyptus, all the others, the lemongrass, catnip, nepenthe, et cetera, is the fact that they don't last as long. So you do have to reapply them more frequently.
You do have to reapply more frequently. It also depends on the quality of the oil.
That's right.
That you use. Mm-hmm. So I happen to represent a particular company, and we go through 11 levels of testing to make sure it's 100% pure.
Mm-hmm.
And our lavender, for example, comes right from Bulgaria. So we go to where the plants are grown indigenously.
Oh, okay.
Which you and I know, if you try to transport, growing lemons in America is very different than growing lemons in Italy. Why? The soil concentration is different, the minerals in the soil, the atmosphere, the pollutants that are in the atmosphere. So it tastes very, very different. So we go directly to the source.
Yeah, a lot of times wildcrafting the herbs, and I happen to be an herbalist, wildcrafting is resulting, or it will result in much stronger herbs, more potent herbs, because the plants have had to fend for themselves in the natural environment instead of being raised or cultivated in a controlled environment where they're farmed and they don't have the stresses of having to produce those higher levels of volatile oils or things that protect themselves from the bugs or what have you. And
A
lot of times you'll find that the wildcrafted products, providing they're pollutant-free, they're much more effective, or their efficacy is higher than you would find in something you grew in your pot on the patio or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, All right. So let's talk about, we talked about before bites or using repellents. Now, if you have a bite, there's things you can do. You can rub vitamin C on it. You could rub an aspirin on it. What do you recommend if you already have a bite?
In fact, it's funny. I just came up from the pool, and we have these little black, I think they're called midges, right? The little tiny little black bugs. And last week when I was out there, I came away with a bunch of different little, I'm like, what the heck just happened to me? And realized I didn't put any repellent on, had all these little bites. And the thing I found to be most effective is putting a little bit of lavender on there. Or if you have access to Manuka oil, which is like our tea tree oil, but grown in Australia and New Zealand, that's another great way to treat it. And you could use tea tree oil, too, for antiseptic quality.
Manuka,
sure.
Manuka, I believe, is the Kamanu oil here, which is which is the Kamani tree here in Hawaii, if I'm not mistaken. So, so that's a good – is that a repellent or a soothing agent once you get bit?
Soothing agent.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, soothing Manuka. Agent once you get bit. It's great for its astringent qualities. But, you think about for that particular tree, I don't remember what you just – the Hanu tree?
The Kamani is what we call it here in Hawaii.
Kamani tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people have probably using that for thousands of years, right? So, if people have been growing and using herbs for thousands of years, why mess with it and try to create a chemical that replicates it? Why not just use exactly what our grandparents used?
What nature offered in the first place,
Exactly. Nature's in your backyard. Get it.
All right. Hey, actually, I misspoke. The Tamanu is Kamani, but Manuka, that's where, you're right, Australia and New Zealand, they get the Manuka honey in that. So that is not, I was confused about that, but Kamani is not Manuka. Manuka.
Right. Yeah. Is that the same thing? Yeah, and the Maori people have been using that for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah, and it has antibacterial properties because the Manuka honey they actually grade it for its antibacterial qualities, and they number it according to the potency of the honey. So you can buy that in the natural food stores. Yeah. Excuse me. I think it's 26 or I forget the exact number. But when I was in Australia at the airport and other shops, and of course here in America they have it too. But it's very popular over there, and people are all aware of the Manuka honey having antibacterial properties, as does honey, even if it's not from the Manuka. For the bees,
right.
Getting it from the Manuka tree or the plant. So, okay, yeah. So let's see, just bite or crumbling biting or crumbling a vitamin C tablet, you know, crushing it on your skin, that helps to relieve the pain. Of course, you can use Benadryl and things that are over the counter from drugstores.
Right.
Like you said, if the natural remedies work just as well, why not use those?
Right, exactly. And what I actually do is I make up a roller ball with lavender and peppermint because I find the peppermint very soothing to my skin and kind of does away with that.
Oh, yeah.
It feels very hot when I have those bites. And if I start scratching it, remember when I don't know if you did this when you were a kid, but when I was a kid, you'd take your thumbnail. Okay, you just put an X in there. People would say use toothpaste. I don't know why. That never worked.
I was never aware of that. I put X's on other things, but anyway. Okay, so let's, before we take our last break of the hour for Dick Allgaier's health report, let's talk about, just to recap the insect bite segment, and this is the summer time of the year, so that's important. And then when we come back, I want to ask you about sunburn and ways to prevent it, as well as after sun, if you already get burned, what to do about it. So with bites, you have remedies. You have the bug bite roller ball. I'm looking at your website. You have the bug spray, which is the lavender and peppermint, which you mentioned. And you have recipes for all these, and people can get these. Is it free, or can people go to your website?
Yeah, that's free. If you go to my website, jencoken.com, JenCoken.com.
Okay.
And then it says work with me, and it says wellness. Just click on there. You'll hear my personal story of how I got into oils after having some surgery. And then you can sign up. We've had a glitch with the page loading. So if you need to reload the page, the sign up sheet should be there. And then I'll be sending you those DIY recipes.
I think there's an essential oil you can take for for the computer problem you're having.
It's called a giant hammer to the screen sometimes.
No, I tried that. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. That's what happened.
Hey, Jen, could you stay with us until we take this break, and then we'll have another 10 minutes of conversation with you?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay. Jen Coken's my guest. Also, we'll mention her book. Which we talked about last time we had her on, but we'll be back with information on skin health. In fact, is it possible for your eyes to become sunburned? There's some interesting information I have for you there. And can a particular bacteria help prevent skin cancer? This is the latest research from University of California, San Diego, and this is very interesting research on preventing skin cancer with bacteria. So back after this with much more information for your good health as Dr. Health Radio continues. Stay tuned now for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
Just 2 weeks without much activity can have a dramatic impact on health, from which it is difficult to recover. This from a new study on type 2 diabetes. Not only did an abrupt, brief period of inactivity hasten the onset of the disease and elevate blood sugar levels, researchers also reported some participants did not fully recover when they returned to normal activity for 2 weeks. The findings are published in the journals of gerontology. One researcher said, "We expected to find the participants would become diabetic, but we were surprised to see that they didn't revert back to their healthier state even when they took up normal activity again." Subdued lighting in care homes disrupts the natural body clock of Alzheimer's patients, leaving them prone to insomnia and disrupted sleep. Alzheimer's patients usually spend most of their time indoors. Scientists at the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in New York found light therapy eased the physical changes in patients. After 6 months, the participants showed significant decreases in sleep disturbance, depression, and agitation. The findings unveiled at a major Alzheimer's conference in Chicago. Just 16% of U.S. adults say they smoked a cigarette in the past week. By one percentage point, that's the lowest level on record since Gallup first asked this question in 1944. In 1944, 41% of U.S. adults smoked. The figure held steady for the next several decades. People finally getting the message, though. Smoking bad for you. I'm Dick Hallgeier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to the show, David Snow on your radio. Hey, a reminder, next week at this time, Rena Jadhav joins us on how to charge your body like a cell phone, including how to have more energy, in other words. All right, and of course, all of our regular features next week as well. Okay, back to our guest, Jen Kokin, on how to not get bugged by insects this summer. Well, we talked about that. Let's talk about sunburn and how not to get burned this summer. That's just as important, if not more so. Jen, what do you have as far as, I know you have some after sun remedies, but what about, do you use zinc oxide or titanium or some of the mineral blockers, sun blockers, or the natural sunscreens that don't resort to chemicals to block the UV light?
Yeah, you can mix it with some essential oils, too. You can use the zinc oxide along with some arborvitae, which is basically Western red cedar, or helichrysum. And those two oils, especially the arborvitae, from a research perspective, the arborvitae has been shown to keep sunburn away from mouse ears. So there's been some testing in the lab of that particular oil. That way you can kind of stretch it out if you're mixing the zinc with the coconut oil. In this case, you could probably use the same kind you use for cooking because most people will buy like a sunspray that has some kind of oil in it, mix it with some water too. Of course, you'll have to shake it up along with your essential oils and it smells great. At the same time, the key piece is a lot of people like to have a nice smelling sunscreen. Don't use your citrus oils because that, of course, will cause the skin to burn.
And oh, that's right. It's a photosensitizer, and also it could attract bees or bugs. It could actually be an attractant to insects, right?
It could, and so that's also why not to use the flowery smelling oils either, like a geranium or a jasmine or a rose. Stick with the tree-based oils.
Okay.
That's why I like arborvitae. That's one of my favorites, actually.
Oh, okay. Now, have you heard of the fact that microbes could possibly prevent skin cancer? Here's some interesting research. The Staphylococcus epidermidis, which is a particular microbe, this research is from the University of California, San Diego. They say it may prevent skin cancer, the research indicates. The bugs produce a chemical compound that suppresses cancer cell formation in mice, but avoiding antibacterial washes, they say, which kill both good and bad bacteria on your skin, can help protect you from the sun. So another reason not to use those antibacterial soaps. And, of course, they've banned, although some people still have it in their house, the triclosan. If you have that ingredient in any of your antibacterial washes, throw it out, for goodness sake. That's it's toxic and it's dangerous to your body. So, and, you know, just don't do antibacterial. The mechanical action of washing, just using regular old-fashioned soap is best for your skin, right?
Exactly. And it's funny because it's one of those things where be careful what you wish for. We created, science created this thing called, you know, antibacterial soap. And everybody
right.
thought for a long time that was great, except what does it do? It actually causes our immune systems to be more resistant. Less resistant to bugs.
Less.
Less, exactly. I make my own hand sanitizer. I use a blend that we have called On Guard, which includes some oregano oil.
Right.
Oregano is nature's antimicrobial.
Oh,
I mix
big time.
That.
Yeah.
Big time. Mix that with some aloe vera gel, a little witch hazel,
mm-hmm.
a little water, and I carry that with me in a little spray bottle that I got off Amazon in my purse,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I use for my hand sanitizer.
Yeah, one of
and
our
never touch that stuff.
Oh, that's good. One of our sponsors, Natural Factors, has oregano oil, and 1 ounce oregano oil.
Perfect.
I think it's just one. What is it? Four drops is one dose, and there's like 1,000 servings or doses per bottle. It's just a 1 ounce bottle, but it's so potent. I mean, you just put a few drops on your food or something to ingest it, or on your skin topically, and it's about the most powerful thing you can use antibacterially.
And if you're coming up on cold and flu season, the kids are getting back to school,
mm-hmm.
right? You get some empty veggie caps, and to prevent it, put a
oh,
drop
yeah.
for
right.
an adult or two drops in an empty veggie cap and ingest
right.
that. And I love using oregano oil. I mix it with water and put
mm-hmm.
it in a spray bottle. That's what I clean my counters with.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Cats hop up on the counter.
Okay,
yeah,
maybe.
Cats hop up on the counter all the time.
And yep. maybe some apple cider vinegar in that too?
White vinegar.
For cleaning, that might work better. Let me just get to with this one brief article, and then we'll give out your website. Is it possible for eyes to become sunburned? Yes, any type of sunlight can damage the eyes. This report says that doing the right thing, we're instinctively doing the right thing, basically, when we squint in response to bright light. This, according to ophthalmologist Suzanne Schumacher, she says if the light is intense enough and the exposure lasts for more than 30 minutes, and that's easy to do when you're at the beach, right? The eyes can become sunburned. And it's a condition called photokeratitis, and the symptoms can include pain, redness, tears, and blurriness. Ophthalmologists recommend vitamin A, soothing ointments, and rest in a darkened room. And, of course, use eyeglasses. That's your best protection. Hey, Jen, we've run out of time, but give us your website, please.
Sure. JenCoken.com, JenCoken.com.
We didn't even get to the humor part of our segment.
I know.
Next time, we'll have you on again. Okay, thanks so much for being on.
Thanks so much.
Okay, there goes Jen Coken. And here we go with another edition. Thanks so much for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, same same station, for another edition of Dr. Health. Until then, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.